the concerns that we had, actually, the African community and the Caribbean community, some of them are having problem changing their status for them to have their green card. And also some of their concern also was they want to bring their family members at the age of 31. They are struggling in bringing them over here. Also, some of their concern was also with some of the attorneys, because the attorneys, some of them were charging more than the way they're supposed to charge. And also, we were told that the government is trying to also shut the lottery from Africa.
I understand the new bill is changing the visa lottery to a point system. I'm hearing that instead of the visa lottery the way it was, now it's going to be based on how high your academic degree is. And the higher your academic degree, the better your chances of coming to the United States as an immigrant.
That's true. That's solely true. And these are some of the things that our organization is fighting against. You know, because I believe that, you know, in this country, we all believe in equal right. So if we believe in equal right, then, you know, either you are a learner or you are not a learner, either you are being to, you know, school or not, we all have to be able to enjoy equal right and equal benefit.
You mentioned some of the concerns that people have, that some Africans have, is that the lawyers that they are hiring to seek their interest in terms of their immigration status are charging exorbitant fees. Is that correct?
Yes. There was a lady who, you know, lifted up her hands and she said she's trying to bring, you know, his two daughters, and they also have children back home. And the attorney was telling the lady that you have to pay $850 for each person. But when the attorney that we had over there, when one of them were, you know, speaking, she said, you know, the fee doesn't have to be that high. It's, I think it's 400 and something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like her attorney was charging her over the price that she was supposed to pay.
Twice the required amount.
Yes, twice the requirement, yes.
And Pastor, you said that your group has made some representation or given some information to the White House. For example, an appeal, is that correct?
Yes. The government officials that came to the meeting, they wrote certain things down. And after the meeting, we had a small meeting with them. And we told them this is the concern of the people. So they said they are going to present it before the White House. And they're going to make sure that they do something about it.